This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org. Did you accept Christ Jesus as your Savior and Lord now? Welcome to God's family. I want to be the first person who welcome you to God's family now. I want to discuss with you 12 points. Number one, congratulations. Now you became a believer in Jesus Christ. Welcome and congratulations. I want to assure you this fact. What you made just now is the most crucial decision in your life. Finding a good school and a college to prepare for future, a good job, a faithful and loving spouse are all important. However, none of these decisions are as critical as the need to become a child of God to secure your life here on this planet Earth and after death in heaven. Because life is so unpredictable and none of us know what day or hour our life ends here on this planet Earth. Secondly, you are now born into God's family. Bible says when you accept Christ Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you are born again into God's family, John chapter 3. As you know, before you were born into your parents' family. Now you have another family, God's family. God's family is much larger than your current parents' family. When you become a child of God, the Lord adds you to a local church in your area for your growth and the development of your full potential for His eternal plans and purposes. It is essential to connect with a Bible teaching and Bible preaching church in your area and consistently attend that church for your growth. The church members are going to be your new brothers, sisters, and parents in Christ, in addition to your natural siblings and parents. Acts chapter 2, verses 40 to 47. Thirdly, you now possess all spiritual blessings. You became a child of God and God blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Ephesians 1:3. God saved you from the power and the penalties of all your sins. You are still living on this sin-bound earth, surrounded by sinful people. You still have a sinful flesh and interests until you are taken to heaven. However, the most fantastic thing is this. You are now saved from the condemnation, power of sin, penalty of sin, and the wrath of God that is going to come upon this earth and the ungodly people. Romans chapter 8, 1 Thessalonians 1:10. This is because Jesus Christ paid for all your sins on the cross of Calvary. You are a child of God and your citizenship is in heaven. Fourthly, you are bought with a price. When you accepted Jesus as your Savior, you are cleansed and washed by the divine, sinless and powerful blood of the Son of God. You belong to God now. You are bought with a price, and the price paid was the blood of Christ. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20, you are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. End of quote. We are to honor our Lord with our bodies because we belong to Him. Fifthly, you are transferred from the kingdom of darkness and devil into the kingdom of God's beloved Son. Bible says you are now transferred from the kingdom of darkness and devil into the kingdom of God's beloved Son, Colossians 1:13. Not only a significant and incredible change happened in your life as a result of your faith in Jesus, but you are also sealed and marked by the Holy Spirit of God for the future inheritance of eternal life in heaven the moment you die on this earth. Ephesians 1:13-14, 1 Peter 1:3-5. Before coming to Christ, you had only one source of power in you, and that is called flesh. Now, as you become a believer in Christ, the Holy Spirit of God began indwelling in you. Sixthly, you have a new power, and the person living inside you is none other than the Holy Spirit of God. Now, you still have a flesh. However, you have the presence of the Holy Spirit of God inside you. This is a big privilege because of the Holy Spirit in you guides you, teaches you, comforts you, and helps you to live the Christian life. The Holy Spirit produces the fruit of the Spirit in and through your life. This is in contradiction to the acts of the flesh that we were doing before Galatians 5:16-22. The Holy Spirit is the third person in the triune Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is the triune God. God revealed himself in three persons, right? Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, is now indwelling inside you when you came to Jesus Christ and trusted and believed in him. Seventhly, three powerful weapons for your life. I want to bring to your attention three powerful weapons for your new life. They are, number one, Bible verses, the Word of God. Secondly, the prayer to the Father in heaven in the name of Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the only intercessor between man and God. Thirdly, the presence of the Holy Spirit, his guidance and help inside you. You know, the Christian life is not always easy and comfortable. This is why God gave us his Bible, the Word, the privilege to pray to him, and his Spirit inside us to walk in his ways while we live on this earth. Jesus himself said this, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. However, take heart, I have overcome the world." If the world gave trouble to Jesus Christ and persecuted him, it will do the same thing to Jesus' disciples. However, he says, take heart, because Jesus has overcome the world, you will as well. John 16:33 talks about it. Jesus also said, all this I have spoken while still with you. However, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. John 14:25-27. Eighthly, you have an enemy, but do not worry or get afraid of him. We should also understand, devil does not like the steps you have taken to believe in Christ. He is now your enemy. In fact, he hates all people, all of Adam's race. He hates because God created man and woman in his image. He is the liar, murderer, and deceiver. He wants to destroy everyone. He will do anything possible to stop your growth in Christ. Now, because you took a step to walk in the light of God and obey him, he may try to discourage you as well and or trouble you. However, understand this fact. The one inside of you is greater than the one in the world, who is the devil. 1 John 4:4. The one inside you is the Holy Spirit of God. He is greater than the devil. Do you know there is no comparison between God and the devil? God is omnipotent, all-powerful. He is omniscient, all-knowledgeable. He is omnipresent, all-present. But the devil has none of these powers. Therefore, do not worry about him, period. He cannot do anything without God's approval. Bible says he's a defeated enemy. God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken all those away, nailing it to the cross. And then it says, moreover, Jesus, having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of all demonic forces, triumphing over them on the cross. Did you notice it says Christ Jesus disarmed the demonic powers and authorities? He made a public display of them and triumphed over them by the cross. You can read about this in Colossians 2:13-14. Christ Jesus defeated him, and he knows he is a defeated enemy and has only a little bit more time left to deceive people. However, he may try to test and tempt you as he did to Jesus Christ. You can read about this in Matthew 4:1-11. When the devil tried to tempt and test Lord Jesus, he defeated Satan by just using the word of God from the Bible. The defeated devil had to leave Jesus. Ninthly, the word of God, Bible, is called the sword of the Spirit. The word of God is called the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians 6:17 says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You see, the more you know and memorize the Bible verses, the more eligible and powerful you are to defeat Satan's tests and temptations. Therefore, start reading the Bible, and read the Bible consistently every day. Start praying every day, and most often every day. Lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on the old flesh, but lean more and more on the Holy Spirit inside you. Ask the Lord to give you more of the Holy Spirit. God likes that prayer. You can see that in Luke 11:13. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit so that the flesh would stop controlling you, but the Holy Spirit will control you. So when you ask for more of the Holy Spirit, the Lord will give you more of the Holy Spirit in you, and you will be controlled, filled by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18-20. Now, lastly, I want to discuss with you, not lastly, the point before last is this. You have a helper in your temptations. This is God Himself. Your temptation to do sin is common to all people. The temptation is not sinning. However, when we yield and give ourselves to the act of sin, then it becomes sin. However, God promises He will help you in the midst of your temptation if you pray to Him for deliverance. Bible says God is faithful when we are tempted. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." End of quote. Look for the way out of temptation when you are tempted. If for some reason He ends up doing sin, then immediately confess your sin to the Lord. Agree with the Lord that you sinned and ask Him for His forgiveness. When you do that, the blood of Christ will cleanse you again. Bible promises in 1 John 1:7, "The blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sins." End of quote. It also says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. End of quote. 1 John 1:7. We may have to confess our sins to the Lord many times a day, especially in the early period of our Christian life, because of sinful thoughts, imaginations, and words enter into our lives. And remember, that is okay. Each time you go to the Lord and agree and confess, the blood of Christ will cleanse and purify you again. Finally, I want to discuss with you one more point. You will never lose your salvation. This is very important. I want you to know that your salvation in Christ will not be lost. Bible assures the assurance of salvation many times. Jesus Himself said this, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." John 3:16. You see, whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish, but have eternal life. I did not say this, Jesus said this. And what this means is this, the moment you believed in Christ Jesus, you have, in other words, it is in the present possessive tense, you have eternal life. Not only you shall not perish, but you have eternal life right now in your life. Besides, the eternal life God gave you is not based on your merits, works, or deeds. It is based on the work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. The word says believing in Christ is equal to eternal life. Nothing else assures salvation and eternal life other than the faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. I will give you one more passage for the time being. Although several others are promising the assurance of salvation and eternal life. This one is in John 10:28-30. And it says, Jesus said, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and Father are one." End of quote. In a sense, he says, Jesus Christ is the one who gives eternal life. Those who believed in Christ as their Savior shall never perish. Then he also says, no one can snatch them out of my hand. Then he says something even better. He says, it is the Father who gave them to him. Moreover, no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. Did you hear that? Therefore, a believer in Christ is in the hands of Jesus Christ. and also in the hand of God the Father. Do you know anyone who can snatch you from the hands of the Son of God and the Father God in heaven? I do not know anyone. Even the devil cannot. I want you to know your future destiny is 100% safe and secure in the hands of the Almighty God. Final point I want to discuss with you is this. Get ready for God's unique plan and purpose for your life. Get excited about your future. Because, dearly beloved, the Bible says God has a plan and purpose for your life on this earth. God determined your plan in His foreknowledge even before the foundation of the world. Ephesians 2:10 says this, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." End of quote. In other words, God granted you specific spiritual gifts to use in the church and on this earth while you live here. You can read and understand more about the spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians 12. You may have one or more than one or several spiritual gifts. Understand your spiritual gifts and start using it for His glory. The church you attend can help you to figure out and understand your spiritual gifts as well. Now, there are more things I want to write. However, my time and space do not allow me to write all. If you have questions, please go to the contact tab in teachbible.org and send me a note. May the Lord richly bless you and yours for His eternal purposes. And may you be a beacon of light in the midst of darkness. Shine for the Lord. Do you know only one life and one opportunity when we live on this earth? And use it to the maximum to bring glory to the loving Lord. He will reward you richly with heavenly rewards. I have more to say, however, as an introduction, this should be enough. But please refer to the Bible verses cited above in this study material. And look those verses and study more by yourself. If you do not have a Bible, please let me know. May the love and the presence of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. I'm so excited about you. God has a plan. He will accomplish His purpose in and through you. Bless you. May the love of the Lord be with you and bless you and use you for His glory. May His name be glorified. Thank you.